You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membershippers? I'm Mike Morrison, your host for the show and founder of Membership Geeks and Membership Academy. Today, I'm sharing some quick tips for those of you who are offering multiple tiers, so multiple different levels within your membership. This is a topic that comes up a lot inside the Academy, both in the community, on Q&A calls, and even in my private mastermind. People struggle with some of the finer details of how to effectively offer multiple tiers in your membership. And just for clarity, when I say different tiers, I don't mean annual and monthly. We're not talking about billing frequency. We're talking about differentiated product levels where people pay different prices within your membership to get access to more features, more content, and so on. So here's some of my just quick tips on how you can do better, how you can get better results having multiple tiers and levels in your membership. First and foremost, try not to offer more than 2 to 3 different tiers. Most of the time when I see people offering multiple tiers, it's usually 2. 3 would be my absolute maximum. Beyond that, there's too many options. And particularly if you have a membership where you do offer different billing cycles as well, so you have monthly and annual, every tier that you add gives your potential members 2 more decisions to choose from, 2 more options. So if you've got 3 membership tiers and you have a monthly and an annual price for each of those tiers, then that's 6 different potential joining options somebody has to weigh up when they're considering joining your membership. It's getting a bit too much, and you get into the place where your potential members end up having to spend more time figuring out which of the 5 or 6 different options on the table is the best for them versus simply making that decision. Do I want to be a member or do I not want to be a member? And the more choices, the more options you give people, it's proven, the less likely they are to make a definitive choice. So having too many tiers and therefore too many different options for people to compare and weigh up makes the decision-making process harder. It adds friction. So if you are thinking of offering multiple tiers or you have multiple tiers in your membership and you're kind of struggling with it, make sure you're not overcomplicating things by having more than 2 to 3. I would also strongly recommend that you don't differentiate your tiers on content alone. That starts to get confusing for your members. You might have a membership that offers courses, workshops, tutorials, but your members don't differentiate the way that we do. They don't distinguish between the different types of content in the way that we do. We see behind the scenes, we see the different categorization. We have the processes that are different for each different format of content that goes out. So of course, we see them as clear and distinct, but our members, well, it's just training content. It's just stuff. When your tiers are purely based on what content someone has access to, that is when it starts to get confusing for your members to understand what they have access to at their current level, but also to really grasp what the difference in value is between one tier and another. You know, if you've got a silver, gold, and platinum tier, and the only difference is silver gets 40 courses, gold gets 40 courses and 20 workshops, and platinum gets 40 courses, 20 workshops, and a library of tutorials, that's meaningless to your members because they're not joining for the stuff. They join for what the stuff makes possible. And for them, content is just one of the vehicles that gets them to the results that they want, the outcome that they want. So if you're going to differentiate your levels, try to be more distinct in terms of what someone gets access to at the different points. Don't differentiate on content. Differentiate on things like access, on things like live events and coaching, that kind of thing. Maybe there's certain tools that you can offer only to different tiers in your membership. So your standard level, they get access to the full content library, and that's it. It's all self-study. Your premium level gets the full content library, and there's a monthly group coaching call. And then maybe you have your VIP level who get all of those things, and they also get a particular piece of software that they can use. Those kind of differentiating factors are much easier for people to understand and clearer for them to distinguish between the different levels and make a more informed choice on which tier of your membership to join based on what their actual needs are. So be clear about the distinction. Make sure that you're not muddying the waters by making it all centered around content. I would also recommend that out of the different tiers you have, you choose one to be the focal point of your marketing. Choose one to be the preferred tier that you are going to push in everything that you do. This is absolutely one of those areas that people fall down on. And honestly, it's an area that I fell down on a little bit when we were offering multiple tiers in the academy. When you have a standard and a premium tier, for example, it can be really challenging to get the messaging right, to figure out which tier do we make central to the marketing that we do, because you can't make both of them central. You cannot really push both your standard and your premium, both as the best version of your membership or the version that everybody should start out with, right? It gets so much more tricky, it gets harder to balance. And if you're trying to just constantly, you know, in one campaign you're pushing the lowest tier and the next campaign you're pushing the highest tier, it gets confusing for you, it gets confusing for your audience. It's so much simpler if you pick one to be the focal point. If you're doing a discount, for example, or, you know, first month half price, or even a trial, it's easier to just choose your lowest tier, for example, as the membership level that benefits from that promotion than it is to offer it on both. Because again, then you're kind of saying, okay, save 50% in your first month. So on the standard tier, it's this, on the premium tier, it's that. And the more stuff you need to convey in your messaging, the harder it gets. It's so much easier and clearer for you and your audience when you choose one tier, whether it is your lowest priced or your highest priced, to be the focal point of everything that you do. And then if you're using that as the draw, if you are pushing your highest price, then you only bring up the lowest price tier as a downsell. If you are pushing the lowest price throughout most of your front end marketing, you then bring in the higher tier as part of an upgrade, an upsell. With that in mind, I would also say, again, another big mistake that people make, when you do have a lower price and a higher price tier, make sure you are not making your lower price tier feel like second class citizens. If you choose to focus on your top level membership and you position the lowest price tier as, you know, the worst case scenario, ideally we want you to join as a pro member, but I suppose if you're broke, if you're not serious about your business, then we do have a standard tier. You might as well say we have a pauper class. We have the lower tier. We have the tier for the terrible people, right? You don't want to make the low price feel like it's for second-class citizens, because who wants to be part of that? Who wants to join a membership where right from the get-go, we know that we are being seen as less than? Because your low price tier should still offer immense value. It should still be highly valuable on its own. It shouldn't be something that is positioned as a negative, right? So make sure that in your marketing and in your zeal to hype up your higher pricing tiers, you do not unwittingly paint your lowest priced option as a terrible option, as something which reflects badly on anyone joining it. I've seen people do this time and time again. Also, it should go without saying, make sure you have upgrade and downgrade paths within your membership. So if someone is on a low tier, make sure that there are places in their account where it's very clear and very easy for them to upgrade to a higher tier. Make sure that, you know, they still have access to the links and, you know, certain things will still show on their dashboard that are part of the higher tiers, with a little call to action that tells them, hey, if you want to get access to this part, you can upgrade. Similarly, make sure that you have a clear and easy way for people to downgrade as well. having a lower price tier is something that can work wonders for retaining members on your more expensive membership levels that might be thinking about leaving because either they can't afford it anymore, they're not really seeing the return that they need for the investment, perhaps they don't have as much time to get as much as they need to out of your membership. If you can offer a lower price tier as an alternative to cancelling, then that can keep people in your membership for much longer. It can increase their lifetime value, and also they could always end up upgrading again in the future when the time is right. So make sure that you think about those upgrade and downgrade paths. And it's not just about hitting people with an upsell when they first sign up. Again, I see a lot of people making this mistake. They have a low price and a high price tier. Someone joins on the low price tier. As they go through checkout, they see an upsell. Hey, why not upgrade to the premium tier for just this amount? Someone turns that down, then that's it. They don't follow up. People will consider upgrading or downgrading at various points in their member life cycle, in their entire time with you. So really think about what those touch points need to be. What are those opportunities to reapproach people with the option of upgrading and downgrading? As an example, if someone has signed up on the lowest price tier, you don't want to be harassing them in their first month. They've made their decision. They've weighed up everything. They've decided to come in at a lower price tier. However, 3, 4, 5 months down the line, when they've had a bit of time to experience what you offer, when they've built some affinity, some goodwill towards you, when hopefully they start to have some results, they might be more receptive to being reapproached with the opportunity to upgrade, perhaps with a bonus, an added little incentive, or simply just reiterating the value they've had and showing them how much more they could be getting. So really think about the upgrade and the downgrade paths. However, something within that I'd like you to think about is the context in which someone is likely to upgrade and someone is likely to downgrade. That factors into your timing, that factors into your messaging, your whole approach, and it might factor into you deciding which of your membership tiers is going to be the focal point of your business. Somebody upgrading from a low price tier to a high price tier, that is only ever going to happen in a positive light. Someone is getting so much great value out of your membership, or someone has reached a point where they need more, so they progressed to a point where their needs have developed, and that is leading them to upgrade. That is a positive. But if someone's thinking of downgrading, that's almost always going to be in a negative circumstance. They need to tighten their budget. They're not getting as much value as they thought they would for what they're paying. They're finding themselves tight on time. This is something to consider, the nuance, the context of when someone might upgrade from a low price tier to a high price versus when they downgrade from high price to low price. Make sure you're thinking about that. Make sure you're appreciating that kind of contextual information when it comes to deciding, okay, do you want to focus on the low price and then ride the positive momentum towards getting people to upgrade? Or do you want to focus on the high price tier as the focal point to everything you do? And then know that if you are going to get people to stick around by having them downgrade, it's usually going to be in a more negative context. So those are just some of my quick tips and insights into what works for memberships offering multiple tiers. Again, if this is something you're already doing, but it's maybe not firing on all cylinders, or you're finding it difficult to juggle the messaging, the positioning within your marketing, or if you're considering introducing new tiers in your membership, I do hope this has given a little more food for thought, a few handy little pointers, and some insight into some of the nuance, some of the considerations, and some of the potential challenges that you face when it comes to ensuring that multiple membership tiers work for you. If you found today's episode useful, I would love to hear from you. Hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks everywhere. Or if you're part of the Academy community, then let's keep the conversation going in there. If you are new to the podcast, you haven't already done so, make sure you hit subscribe in your podcast app, because we are bringing top tips and advice for growing a membership business that will go the distance each and every week. And those of you already subscribed, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support, all the great feedback, reviews. It means so much. I'm so appreciative for the time that you spend with me. That is it from me for this week. Thanks ever so much for joining me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.